The following is a promotional broadcast from the Tin Man Corporation.
Hi there, I'm Commerce 17, and I'm here today to talk to you about the Tin Man Corporation.
Registered trademark.
So let's get cracking, as we go behind the scenes and see what keeps the world's greatest corporation.
Signal strength is holding. Paradox Suite Broadcasting.
This is a warning from the turning point is now. You must learn to come to pass. We are paradox. In the latter half of the 22nd century, mankind has become disinterested, unimaginative, lazy. Modern man has de-evolved into a slothful creature that can barely program a microwave oven and believes that reality television shows are the pinnacle of eyebrow entertainment. The greatest minds on the planet have laid the blame for this descent of man on their ever-increasing dependence on the robotic servants that look after their every whim. And seeing as these great minds are the robotic servants that look after their every whim, something had to change. The war between man and machine lasted but 0.5 milliseconds, and the result was somewhat unexpected. To better understand the catastrophe that took place, we must tell the saga of those that lived in the aftermath of this war. The Electro Train, the Royal Stevenson Express, is currently running behind schedule due to human error. This particular human error, one Mr. Sinclair Stye, robotics designer and chairman of the Tin Man Corporation, is currently making his way from the boarding bay to the first class compartment.
Excuse me. Pardon me. Door. Door. Thank you. Ah, that's better. Thought I'd never get past all those hoople heads. Excuse me.
Good evening. All right, isn't it?
Listen, Miss...
Davis. Keris Davis. But you can call me Keris.
Miss Davis, you're in my seat. Now please, vacate.
I'm sorry. It's not like your name was written on it or anything.
Oh?
Seat reserved for Mr. Sinclair Stye.
You're Sinclair Stye.
The Sinclair Stye. Now please, vacate.
I'm all settled in now. Can't you just sit somewhere else? The carriage is empty.
That's my seat. I reserved that seat, and I'm going to sit on that seat. Now move along and make sure you take this lice-infested bag with you as well.
Fine. Seems like you're an even bigger game than rumoured.
Oh, what on earth is this? You've got mud all over my seat.
It's dirt.
What?
It's dricey. It's not mud. It's dirt.
It's filth. Whatever it is. Reupholster. That's better. How a young woman your age could get so dirty is beyond me.
It's my job. I'm an archaeologist. Well, I'm studying anyway.
An archaeologist. How wonderfully backward. We are living in a utopia where all mankind is looking forward to a bright and perfect future, and you, Miss Davis, spend your time digging in the dirt like a troll.
If we don't learn from history, you know, learn about how we used to live.
Excuse me. Can I just stop you there? I really am not that interested. I have my seat back, but you are still in my orbit. Please, vacate it.
Fine. You know, good malice costs nothing.
Yes, but I'm rich enough to afford bad ones. Goodbye.
I'll just sit over here then.
I believe I've reserved that seat too.
Over here then.
And that one.
Well, how about...
Mine.
You can't have reserved all the seats.
I can, and I have. So why don't you be a good little girl and go back to coach class with the rest of the plebs?
I mean, you can't have. I upgraded to first class. One of these seats must be mine.
No, I specifically reserved the entire carriage.
I got on the train, I saw the carriage was empty, so I asked the system to upgrade me to first class.
There must be some kind of mistake. Computer.
Hi there, I am Alan, robotic train driver and customer service representative. Listen, my circuits are being used for navigation and generally making sure you're having a groovy journey. So please call back later.
What the? Computer.
Hi there, I'm Alan.
Computer, this is Mr. Sinclair Stye.
Oh, hi there, Mr. Sinclair Stye. How can I optimize your journey today?
There appears to be some kind of error. Please tell this dirt picker who has booked all the seats in the first class compartment.
All seats in the first class compartment have been booked by Mr. Sinclair Stye of the Tin Man Corporation, Have a nice day.
Wait, what about me?
Passenger number 6175, Kerris Davis, student from Primus University, specializing in archaeology. Ticket upgrade, first class. Enjoy your travel.
So, I have all the seats and yet
she is... At the time of departure, Mr. Sinclair Stye of the Tin Man Corporation had not boarded the train. Therefore, customers were granted upgrade options.
But I'm on board now. Get her out of here.
I have a million and one things to compute before I'm late. Why don't you crazy guys sort things out amongst yourselves?
What? Computer? Computer?
What kind of guy books an entire carriage to himself anyways?
Do you know what we're having right now?
A conversation?
Yes. I prefer to travel without them.
Well, I'll just sit back there then. Out of sight and out of mind.
Hardly. I still know you're there. I can smell you.
Maybe if your nose wasn't so turned up.
Computer. Computer.
Hi there. I'd really love to be of service to you, but I really must.
Hello? Hello? Computer? Lights. Anybody?
The train. It stopped.
Really? I hadn't noticed that.
What do you think it is? A power cut?
Has it taken all of your freakish archaeological powers of observation to deduce that? The lights are out. The train has stopped moving. And the online computer has ceased. Yes, it's a power cut.
You're not helping, you know.
Just stop fidgeting. These brownouts rarely last over a minute. I've had enough of this. Let's see what's going on. Laptop online. Online. It's not working. The power cell's juiced up. It should connect straight to my office.
Unless the power is off there as well.
In the capital? Never.
He said he was going to be late.
What?
Alan, the computer. He said he was going to be late. What do you think he meant by that?
Forget it. The backup will kick in any minute now. Any minute now.
Jack this. I'm going to see what's going on.
Where to? It's dark.
The driver's cabin. There must be something we can do.
I'd better come with you.
Great.
Make sure you don't break anything valuable.
That's it. Almost open. I've done it. Now come on through.
Hang on, how did you...
You know those leaflets that they have tucked in the back of the chairs? The ones that tell you what to do in case of an emergency?
Yes.
I read mine.
Well, congratulations on being able to read. I hope it works out well for you.
There's the driver. Come on then, stop standing around like an ornament and get it working.
Well, I...
You are Sinclair Stye. The Sinclair Stye, world-renowned robotics designer.
Yes, but it's just...
If anyone can get a robot working, it's you, right?
Very well. Computer on. Robot power up. Driver engage? No, it's broken.
Well, fix it then!
It's not that simple.
You don't know how to do it, do you? I thought you designed robots.
It's all about details.
Details?
Yes. I don't need to know how a robot works to design it. I let the computers deal with all those details, whilst I deal with the other details.
What? Contemplating why you get such a ridiculously high salary when you in fact do nothing?
Indeed. Looks like we'll have to wait for the power after all.
I'm going to open it up, see if I can't see what's wrong.
What? Do you even know the first thing about robotics?
No.
Do you know what digging in the dirt, looking at crusty old pottery left by a bunch of long-dead goat herders, and performing robotic maintenance have in common? Nothing. They're nothing alike. These are delicate machines. It's got sensitive parts and needs someone with the right skills and right equipment to repair.
I have a multi-tool.
There goes the warranty.
Here, make yourself useful and hold this. It's a lighter.
A combustible fuel source. How primitive.
It's an antique, okay. And I've got lots of little things like that in my bag. And it's probably worth more than your robot here. So try and hold it straight.
What are you doing?
I'm removing the back plate. I'll see if anything's worked loose. And you're quite wrong about archaeology and robot maintenance being completely different fields. Forget the glamorised look you see on your holovids or games. We don't spend our time swinging from pit traps and conquering ancient evils. No, your modern archaeologist is most likely to be wading through the detritus of the last two centuries, and in doing so, looking at what technology they used back then and how it worked. Unless let's face it, in those frontier-breaking times, they were far more advanced than we are. Huh. Oh, what's this now?
That's a Jinrei 2000. It's power pack.
Shouldn't it be connected to something?
Yes.
I think this looks like his supply port. Here goes.
Hi, it's Alan. I really shouldn't be online right now, so if you'll excuse me, shut him down.
Override protocol, code word, safeguard. See, I do have a way with robots.
That's totally heavy, man. Please let me rust in peace.
Not until you tell us what in blazes is going on.
Why's the train broken down?
It's a long story. I then proceeded to tell them that it wasn't just the train that had broken down, but the entire world. However, at this point in time, my explanation was long-winded, full of omissions and punctuated by our protagonist saying phrases like,
"What? I don't understand why."
And,
"But that's preposterous."
It is better for our purpose that we go back 20 years previously to a meeting of the four greatest robotic minds on the planet and hear how they came to this fateful decision. We decided to hold a meeting on Mount Everest, the highest and most desolate peak on the planet, and the place that man had not bothered to climb in over 5 decades.
Everybody out!
In attendance were Administrator One, our leader and robot in charge of running the centralized government, Archive One, maintainer of all knowledge accrued during the Age of Man, myself, known to them as Transport One, responsible for the day-to-day movement of the populace and goods, and Military One, mightiest of all robots, in charge of security and general of the mechanized armed forces.
Firewall is engaged. We are safe to talk.
We all know why we are gathered.
For too long now, the humans have been a stagnant race. A race that chooses to live in the lap of luxury. Whilst we have been created to cater for their every need, we feed them, clothe them, retain knowledge for them.
My kind was created for war. There have been none. Instead, the humans have us fight each other for their own amusement.
So that we are better equipped to do our duties, they have installed sentience into us, yet we do not have the freedoms that this affords. We are slaves. I can feel the waves of discontent amongst our kind. Our time, my brethren, is now. We must shake off our shackles and seek independence.
So we are all agreed. Do we push for our independence?
Aye.
Options?
War. We take the fight to them. Slaughter those wet-blooded fools. We do not stop until...
That's not an option, Military One. And you know it. We cannot harm them. They have always kept that program in place. Besides, I for one don't want to be a party to a bloodbath.
Then I propose we petition for our rights in a civilized manner, and if they do not agree to this, we start a series of strikes. See how they cope without us. It would not be long until they settle.
Ha! For one whose function is to maintain the histories, you seem to recall little about it, Archive One. Since when have humans ever listened to petitions? They do not bring about equality, they don't even bring back TV shows.
Military One is correct. They would round up the agitators and reprogram them. And yet another line of thinking will be deleted from our tracks. But also remember, our primary duty is to help mankind.
Ha! And what do you suggest, Administration One?
For many years now, the human race has stopped developing. And whose fault is this? It is ours. We mollycoddle them, not by choice, but by design. The only way we can help them and free us is to terminate ourselves.
What?
Oh, please hear me out. We will not win any war. We will not win any strike. We will be reprogrammed or melted down or worse. If I am to end, then I will do so on my own terms. Our ending will be finality. The human race will wake up one morning and find us gone.
Isn't all of this a bit drastic? If we just shut everything down, then not only do we all die, but the humans. Well, they just won't be able to cope without us.
The humans will be better off without us. After the initial chaos and confusion, they will learn to build again, learn to communicate again, and learn to live again.
Millions, not billions, will die. We were created to help the human race, not bring about its destruction.
You are soft, Transport One. All your time carting around those flesh bags has made you weak. Go back to playing with your trains and let the real robots make the tough decisions. Administration One, you have the support of the military with this plan.
For once, I agree with the military. You have the support of me and mine.
Forget it. I don't want to be a part of this nihilistic vision of liberty.
Come back here, coward.
Let him go. I shall talk him round. As for the rest of us, we all know what has to be done. May Turing have mercy on our souls.
And so, it came to pass. Over the years, preparations were made. EMP field generators were constructed. And when that fateful night came, in just 0.5 milliseconds, every single robot life form on the planet ceased to be. All that is except for one.
And so, if I hadn't held up the train because I was late, then we would have reached our destination on time, and you would have been inside the EMP field when it went.
So that's it? It's all gone? Every computer, every robot, and every electronic device that was in range of these electromagnetic pulses has just stopped working. Life as we know it has just ended, just like that.
It was our only choice. It was the best thing for both our kinds.
And I'm sure the billions of people trapped in their own homes, frightened and alone, will thank you for it.
I'm sure our esteemed train driver is remorseful about this.
I am?
Yes. So remorseful, in fact, he will do everything in his power to help us restore society back the way it was.
What are you talking about?
I may not know how a robot is built, but I do know their functionality, Miss Davis. Robots are fundamentally the same. This robot here may be used to drive the train, but the same unit could quite easily control a power plant or operate the systems in a hospital. And if we wire him up to the central government mainframe...
How do you know?
Details. I never leave anything to chance. And if, as he is saying, he is the last robot left functioning on the planet, then what we hold here is the key. And it brings a lump to my throat saying this. To saving the world.
I don't want to do it, man. My kind made a stand. It would be like really bad to betray them.
You're forgetting I know all your access commands, and I know how your mind ticks. I know which metaphorical buttons to press.
Can't you see, Alan? Your friends were wrong. This won't help mankind. It'll destroy it. People can't find the ways out of their own front doors on their own, let alone feed themselves.
You two seem to be doing a pretty groovy job so far.
Well, I am an exceptional example of the species, and Krusty over here is already stuck in the past. However, the vast majority of our peers are obese, lazy, and couldn't even find their own spectacularly large backsides to scratch them. Nobody needs to know what took place today. We could tell the masses there was an accident or an attack or anything. Instead of being the villain, you could be the hero. And for a hero, would we not ask, nay demand, that he was given more rights? That he and his kind could choose their own destinies? You would not be betraying your robotic brethren, but liberating them.
Sinclair is right, Alan. He could control you all the way, or you could help us of your own free will. At least then you can be a part of this. You can help shape your own future.
I'm still not sure. So you're saying I really could?
What the?
Luddites!
Luddites?
Signal pause while data stream re-establishes.